Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pets, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. Let's roll. The Denver Nuggets a roll in game one, although, as we've stated time and time and time again, the Denver Nuggets play to the number. 104-93 was the final score this evening. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, the second pair of teammates, each to have 25 or more points and 10 assists in an NBA Finals game, joining Magic Johnson and James Effin Worthy in 1987. That's some serious stuff right there. Jokic and Murray. And is it just me? And I tell you, listen, it's a game's a game. You get the dub and you move on. It's the first of four. But I'm willing to bet that a bunch of Denver Nugget players would tell you, you know what? I didn't even play that good tonight. The Nuggets, Jamal Murray could be better. Jokic, like on a scale of like 1 to 10, it seemed like Jokic was only trying at a scale of 7. You know what I mean? There was never that, all right, now I'm upset and I'm going to take it to the next level. It was like, we're winning. Hey, we're good. We're cool. Right? Unbelievable. The Denver Nuggets are now 11-0 in the playoffs and leading by 10 or more in any game in the postseason. They don't let up. They don't make mistakes. They make the right shot. They make the second pass. And I tell you what, I'm glad that I didn't let the countdown hype cloud my judgment as far as the Miami Heat. Now, as far as the Heat is concerned, now there's word that Tyler Hero could be coming back for game two. Before, it was like, yeah, maybe game three or game four when they get back to Miami. Clearly, this, you know, Max Strus can't hit a shot. And, man, we were right and we were wrong. And it's frustrating because I called it and I said that the Denver Nuggets are going to game plan. All right, I said the Denver Nuggets are going to game plan, and they're going to leave Max Strus wide open. They're not going to let Caleb Martin beat them because they've just seen Caleb Martin. If he's alone, he's going to score 25 on you. So they took Martin out of it, and they decided, and I called it. If you tune into Game Time Decisions, you can find a damn promo. And I said they're going to leave Gabe Vincent wide open. They're going to leave Max Strus wide open, and they're going to live with the consequences. I thought Max Strus would be able to hit, maybe like one shot, bro. Listen, I'm not going to call it a professional basketball player. He's obviously better than we are, but the guy played 20 minutes and scored 0 points. You are 0 for 10. 0 for 10. It's a rough night at the office. And a rough night for me, considering I took him. But we gave you three same-game parlays on game-time decisions. I said, take the Denver Nuggets to win and Jokic to have a triple-double at plus 135. It won. I told you, all week long, Jimmy Butler will struggle. He ain't getting 28 points. Jimmy Butler didn't come anywhere close. He scored 13 points. And we parlayed that. Same game parlay. Denver Nuggets to win. Jimmy Butler under 27.5. We told you all week long, Bam Adebayo will light them up. They'll lose, but he'll light them up. Bam Adebayo lit them up. Finished with 26 points. Let's roll like a Denver Nugget. Bring it in. Bring it on. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. Let's do this thing. The Denver Nuggets step up and take game one. Although, if you played the number on either side, it was a sweat job. We told you a million times throughout the week, the Denver Nuggets have been the one team, and there hasn't been a lot of teams in the NBA playoffs. Most of these games and a lot of these games have been blowouts. But the Nuggets have been one team that have consistently been playing to the point spread. Remember the series against the Lakers, game one and game two. What happened? The games landed exactly on the freaking number. Tonight, as dominant as they were, game lands right on the number, right around the number once again. We used the UConn Huskies as an analogy and as a comparison. And, you know, the UConn Huskies, they weren't smoking, you know. The UConn Huskies, I remember during the regular season, I caught on. I'm like, man, this team wins every night by 9 points. Like, honestly, like every night was by 9 points. And remember in a championship game and in a Final Four, you know, San Diego State were in it, but they really weren't in it. And that's what's going to happen with the Miami Heat. You're going to be in it, but you're not really in it. The question is Tyler Hero really going to come back? Is he really going to play in game two? Will it really make a difference? Is he really good to go? There's a lot of questions. We ended up, you know, we did the video earlier today. We told you that we liked the Denver Nuggets in five or six games. We laid 1.5 on the series price. We told you that Jokic, triple doubles, three or more triple doubles plus 110, four more triple doubles plus 450. He gets the triple double with a late rebound that had betting markets and sports books around America cheering as Jokic catches the triple double. Bam Adebayo lights it up this evening. There's player prop posted already, and we're
ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Going to break it down. We'll get into it. Game two number has been posted. This game stayed under the number because Caleb Martin and Max Strus were like a combined 1-for-17 from the field. 214.5. Game two. Ooh, Miami be better. And there's going to be some people who say, wow, you're turnaround. No. Denver are just better than they are. It's not the altitude. It's not the turnaround. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people that busted them, and everybody else in between. I've spoken to a lot of people over the last couple of days, like a lot of guests. We've had a lot of stuff. We've taped. We've interviewed people. I've done interviews on other shows. It's been a busy. It's been a busy couple of days. As I mentioned, my cat had an emergency surgery this week. She was in the animal hospital again today, but just post-recovery. I better start winning bets, I tell you that. Like, you know what I mean? Between the IVs and surgeries and medication and stuff. Right? Well, you know, the way it works. Like, you know, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. It's $138. And I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. It's $300. And then I realize what they're doing to me. I'm like, they're just hitting me with a bunch of little ones here. It's like, oh, there's $338. There's $650. All right, here's another $187. And I'm like, damn, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, better start, you know, picking some winners, which we did tonight. And we're going to take a look at the weekend tonight. We're going to give you the best bets for the weekend. We're going to the Dodgers game, Yankees and Dodgers on Saturday. You know, I was really hoping Kershaw would end up pitching on the Saturday, but of course he's pitching on the Friday night. And Bobby Miller, I wanted to see Bobby Miller. He's pitching on Sunday. Whatever, I could go, but we got the NBA Finals. There's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. But we're looking forward to the Dodgers and the Yankees series. So tonight on the program, you know how we roll on Thursday nights. Julio Rosario always joins us every Thursday. Play-by-play. Of course, he was the play-by-play voice of the of Chicago State College Basketball, the Windy City Bulls. And he also likes to lay it down. So Julio will step up and in and join us. We'll talk basketball, and of course, we'll get an MLS soccer. Angelo Zara will step up and in from Dimers and all the other sites that Angelo works for. August Young, not Angus Young, but August. August Young will step up and in. Doc Sports in the house tonight. The doc, their doctor pays a visit. A lot of stuff to unpack. It's the Denver Nuggets take game one. And I tell you what, you know, I was thinking about this Nuggets team, and when the Raptors won the championship in 2019, I guess it was, yeah, 2019, Kawhi Leonard was really, really good, but the Raptors were a very deep team. Like, the Raptors were good. Like, if you look back on their roster, you know, they had Kawhi Leonard. They had Serge Ibaka. They had Marc Gasol, right? Pascal Siakam was younger, but he was good. Like, they had good players, you know, Kyle Lowry. You know what I mean? They had, like, smart, good players. They were sort of a deep team. The Milwaukee Bucks, when they won, not really, you know what I mean? Yeah, you've got Giannis, but they're not a star team, right? Like, these other teams have a star or two, and it's never enough. Like, the Lakers and eight. Oh, well, yeah, we better get Kyrie here. Oh, there's got to get Kevin Durant. Get Kevin Durant. Oh, Kyrie Irving. Oh, there's super team, super team, super team, super team. Super teams don't work. You know, the Raptors saw it. You got to get, like, that star player and then build around that star player. Don't get a star player and get a bunch of other stars. It doesn't work, right? And now we're seeing with the Denver Nuggets. Similar situation. Sort of a two-man thing, but everybody's good. Everybody knows their roles. Everybody's staying in their lane, and it's working for them. Man, they're a good team. Just in a sense, how many times did the Miami Heat do everything right on defense tonight? And it was crazy, like, they're passing. Like, most teams, you get frustrated and force a shot up. Denver's like, no, we're going to pass it one more time and another time, and now we're open. Like, they're very difficult to defend, the Denver Nuggets. Miami are in a lot of trouble. Now, Miami are done. The only question is, how long is this going to happen in? But it doesn't mean they can't cover some point spreads along the way. And Miami has become a tougher place to play, but I was thinking, all right, I brought it up, like, even midseason before when I talked about the Nuggets being title contenders, and I said the Nuggets remind me kind of the Bucks. You know, Middleton is, you know, Murray. I think Jamal Murray's better than Chris Middleton is, but you know what I'm saying? You know, they've got a star player, big dude. They've got a good three-point shooter, good other guy, and they've got some really good complementary role players. I think the Denver Nugget players are better than the Milwaukee Buck players are. But now you look at the Nuggets and just a real team effort. And like I said, they really didn't even play all that well by their standards. You know, like, they weren't really tested. And they, you know, and I'm thinking, who do they remind me of? And it actually popped into my head. I'm like, you know, they're very sort of, it's kind of like the San Antonio Spurs. Jokic reminds me of Tim Duncan. You know, that sort of gliding big dude in the paint, will kick it out, smart guy. Not, you know, seems like he's kind of playing at half speed, even though he's better than everybody. You know, just so calm. They remind me of the Spurs a lot. Same sort of style of basketball as the San Antonio Spurs when the Spurs were winning. And interestingly enough, the Denver Nuggets win by 11 tonight in Game 1. It's the largest win by a team in its first NBA Finals game in franchise history since the 1999 San Antonio Spurs. Like, that, you know, that's amazing as well. People don't realize it. 47 years, man. They've been around 47 years. The first time they're in the finals. And it appears as though they're going to win the finals right now. We talked about Jokic and Murray and just how good they were. This is how special this is. Jokic and Murray are only the second pair of teammates each to have 25 or more points and 10 or more assists in an NBA Finals game, joining Magic Johnson and James Worthy. in 1987. Not bad company to be referenced with. Jokic is the second player with a triple-double as his NBA Finals debut in NBA history, joining Jason Kidd in 2002. That's the thing. Like, it's funny how, for some players, every record LeBron James does, LeBron James has sneezed more times during a game than anybody now, right? And there's certain players that the media will go gaga over after every sort of statistical accomplishment. Well, let's, you know, how about Jokic? Pretty much every night, he already had as many triple doubles. See, here he just added another one now. Boom, there's another one. We're gonna get to that Will Chamberlain stuff now too. The Jokic love and stats haven't popped up yet. These, you know, the Elias Sports Bureau, ESPN Stats and Info stats, such as Jamal Murray has his sixth straight 25-point game. 25 or more, the longest streak of his career, regular season or playoffs. He's picking a pretty good time, isn't he, to get hot. You and I have talked about this, Matthias. You know what Team Canada's backcourt is, bro, on their national basketball team, like in the World Cup coming up in August? Jamal Murray and Gilgeous Alexander. It's not bad. Not bad. Like, you know, it's like, all right, bring it on, world. See what you got. You know, it's because Canada, hey, the U.S. is damn good. The U.S. is the team to beat. The U.S. are basically the Boston Celtics, though. Yeah, it's Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. They're all on the U.S. Donovan Mitchell. That's sort of the core of the team. Tatum, Brown, Donovan Mitchell. They've got some other dudes who slipped my mind. De'Aaron Fox is on the team. He's really good, De'Aaron Fox. There's more players invited, but I'm just saying, Team Canada's national basketball team, we play that promo all the time, making fun of them, and rightfully so. But it's a good promo from The Simpsons. But, yeah, Jamal Murray and Stephen Gilgeous Alexander, that's a pretty lethal combo for a backcourt. Imagine having that on an NBA team. But international basketball, they're going to mess some people up, those two.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
He's been on fire. And, you know, it's not really the Jordan Pippen stuff. But Jokic gets so much sort of, like, love, and rightfully so. He's amazing. Like, let's show some love for Jamal Murray. And, like we said, 6-25-point game or more. The Late Night Anchor Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. I've pissed off thousands of people on the bus, but everybody else in between. It's been a whirlwind of a week, I tell you that. We're jam-packed, and we're going to be stacked on Friday night. Tomorrow night, we got Arash Merkazi. He's going to join us. Tomorrow, we're going to get more into the Stanley Cup Finals. Arash Merkazi will kick it with us. Of course, he's been hanging down at the Circa, home of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. We had Derek Stevens on last week. That series is going seven games, though. I'm telling you, it's going to be six or seven, and there's going to be a bunch of overtimes. Bet overtimes in every game, and you'll make money in the Stanley Cup Finals. Brent Beard will join us tomorrow night, the Big E, Eric Cohen. We're jam-packed. Tonight, we got it's a regular Thursday, yes and no. We're going to get into our regular soccer talk and our international stuff, French Open. We got a UFC fight night this week. We're going to be at the card UFC 289 next week in Vancouver. We'll be at the Dodger game and the Yankee game on Saturday, so we're getting around. We're going to be in a Formula One race next in 2 weeks in Montreal. or 3 weeks, whatever the hell it is at this point. I'm losing track. Let's rock. All right. We've had a lot of guys from Doc Sports on over the last couple of months. We've always been a fan of the doctor. Let's bring in Mr. August Young right now. August Young wins on Twitter. August, welcome to the Rage. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Gabe. Thanks for having me on here. I'm glad we could connect and set this up. I've been trying to get on a little while. I'm glad our schedules could align here. So happy to be here, man. How are you doing?
You know, we're doing good. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're coming off the heels of the NBA. Now, listen, it's, you know, as a bettor, it's always we could win money and still be, oh, I should have done that and I could have won more. And I sort of feel that way tonight in the sense that I was on Denver. I called a lot of props. Well, you know, this guy and that guy called a lot of matchups properly, but I also bet on the over of the game. So the game did not get anywhere near the over tonight. That's the only thing that let me down. What did you think about game one of the NBA Finals?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I kind of had the same thing as you there, Denver and the over. So we aligned on that one. You know, it's, the game went just how I expected it to go. I mean, Jokic is going to get whatever he wants in this series. I think we can all agree on that. You know, Jimmy struggled. Everyone's been, you know, on the Butler hype train. I mean, yeah, he's a good player.
Dude, I bet his under tonight, August. I bet his under tonight. Yeah, nice, he's not scoring 28 points. I knew. He's tired. Yeah. You can see he's tired.
100% agree. Rough spot for Miami, too, right? After that game seven, heading over here into Denver, altitude and all that kind of thing. I mean, I saw that you had the Jokic triple-double prop, too. I love that prop. That was such a good spot for you. Yeah, I mean, this. I would be surprised if this – I'm sure you agree here. I don't see this going six. I think we're looking four or five.
Yeah, I said before the series five or six, I laid the 1.5 handicap, a series spread. Denver minus 1.5. You know, like you said, it was a bad spot for Miami. But I don't want to make too much of that, August, because people are going to say so much about the spot in this. Let's not get carried away, bro. They had 3 days. They played Monday, okay? You know what I mean? The regular season, these guys play 4 games in 6 days and stuff. So they actually, I think it's just that people are going to make a lot about it. But Denver are just better than they are. Like you saw tonight, Denver didn't even play a perfect game by their standards. They had a lot of guys who were missing shots and didn't have huge nights by their, you know, good nights. And they still won the game by double digits. Right? So I think Miami are in tough. You know, you figure Miami. The way I had it was Denver win the first two at home. They split in Miami. And then they go back to Denver and wrap things up, and we all cash our bet, August.
yeah, I feel that too. I've got a piece of that minus 1.5 as well. I mean, as you said, Denver were kind of running through the motions tonight, and you take out that fourth quarter where Miami dropped 30. I mean, they cruised this game. They shot 30% from three as well. They were only 8 for 27, and you know that's going to be better at home. Yeah, this is just. I would have rather seen Denver against a healthy Boston. I might be on my own there. I just think that would have been a more competitive matchup than this.
I agree, it would have been. But as someone that has Denver futures, I was happy. I was like, nah, that's gonna be easier. So you're right, though, from a fan perspective, and you know, totally. I can't disagree. Think about the difference, August. How what it would have been. The game would have been in Boston tonight. We could have been talking about, wow, the Boston Celtics are up 1-0 now in the NBA Finals. But right. if ends and butts were candies and nuts, what do you think of the game two early line right now? It's 9 points again, but the total, they open it up like 4.5, 5 points lighter. We got a 214.5 on the board right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer, especially at this point of the season, in market efficiency. And I think the fact that the line should really be the same. I mean, we can't overreact to one game. You know, they're minus 9 in game one. What are you going to do, make them minus 11 here? It would make no sense. The line's accurate. I think, you know, the total change in somewhat, I think, is kind of interesting because I like the over in game one. I think both teams are probably going to shoot a lot better in game two. I'd expect so anyway. So, I mean, now we're at this 214. Some spots, I would probably like the over there.
I like your style of what you said. So what, they played two times this year. We got to 220 and 224. All right, there was an off-shooting night tonight. And honestly, as we stated, you look, you know, guys, the Miami Heat ended up shooting 13 of 39 for 33% from three. And people are going to highlight that about, well, they didn't really hit their shots. They shot better than the Denver Nuggets did from three tonight. See, that's what I'm saying about the Nuggets, where if you play them, and I talked about it, August, early in the game and right before the game we were on earlier. We have a show where we give the picks before, and then we come on after, et cetera. But
And I said, guys, Denver, one of these teams where you think everything's fine. Like, you're trading baskets with them, but then you sort of look up at the end of the quarter, you're like, man, we're down six. And then everything's fine, and then at halftime, you're like, man, we're down 13, right? Like, they're like pickpockets, August. Like, you don't notice that they're beating you, but they're beating you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, it was the same kind of in that Lakers series.
Exactly.
I had Denver in every, you know, especially in L.A., I had Denver in both those games, and it was just funny because you worded it perfectly. They're like, pick your pocket in that situation, right? But they just find a way to win games. You're like, oh, shit, another game that we lost, right?
Yes, they're tough. Golden State was like that, but when they were on top of the world, but it was because of their threes. It was like you'd score a two and they'd score a three, you'd score two, and like you'd be like, man, we score every time we get the ball, but like they keep scoring threes and the math doesn't add up. But man, Denver, just unbelievable performance tonight, even though they didn't shoot well. And that's why I agree with August and he agrees with me as far as, listen, I'm going back to the over here. Denver put up 104 points tonight. At no point were they ever really challenged, where it was like, all right, we got to score. They were walking the ball up the court a lot. And something that's funny, August, people talked a lot about Miami being tired and all this type of stuff. If you saw tonight, and normally I'm on all the time, so I don't hear the sound, but I had the sound up at the time before the show, and they brought it up, and they said, man, Jamal Murray, if you saw, there was a possession late, guys, Jamal Murray was walking the ball up the floor, and he basically told everybody, yo, slow the F down. He said, slow it down. And he was huffing and puffing, right? Like, and he was sweating, and they said, Jamal Murray looks like he's really struggling right now, like, physically. And, yeah, he hadn't played in 9 days, August, right? You know, so right. It caught up to them. I think they're going to be better. And let's look at this. The guys, Michael Porter Jr. tonight, he shot 2-11 from three-point territory. He's a lot better than that. 5-15 from the field tonight only for him. Caldwell Pope normally gives you 14-15 type of thing. He only had 7 points tonight. He was 3-for-8 from the field. Jokic was amazing with his triple-double. He only took 12 shots tonight, guys. Like, I could go on. Like, Denver didn't even play that well, and they still won the game. And then we get into Miami, guys. Dude, it's ugly. Caleb Martin, 1-for-7 from the field tonight. Max Strus, 20 minutes, 0-for-10, August, 0 points. That's one prop I got burned on. I thought Strus was a great play at over 9.5, and I was kind of right, bro. He got the looks. He just didn't hit the shots.
Yeah, you definitely picked it. I mean, you would hope with that line you got, him taking 10 field goals, right? Three from deep. Yeah, I mean, that's just a rough beat. He couldn't knock him down, but I don't blame you for that play. I think it makes sense. Denver were going to for sure key in on guys like Caleb Martin, Butler. You know, he was going to get the looks. I think you picked a good one there. I'll tell you one other thing too here, Gabe. I don't see Bam Adebayo averaging this triple-double with 26 and 13 either. I think that's going to slow down a whole bunch throughout the series as well.
He's going to hit a wall, but I tell you what, he's been pretty good to me in the playoffs, August, with his player props. Like, he went over in like 5 of 7, I believe, against Boston. He averaged 20 points a game. I talked about it a lot this week. How about how he averaged 20 points a game in the two matchups against Denver this year. You know, the one thing is, you remember AD went off for 40 in the first game. Denver don't have a great interior defense. They do a better job of defending the three-point line, and they're willing to give you the dunks and the putbacks. But, you know, let's see what they did with Bam here. Because it was 16.5, and I liked it, August. And they made it 17.5 in some spots. And I said he's still going to get to the 17.5. Let's see what they do here. Yeah, they put it 18.5, August. So are you leaning to the under for Bam at 18.5?
No, so it's not that I lean to the under necessarily. I mean, the adjustment's there. It's just I don't see him, you know, going over 25 on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I think they're going to lock that down. But, yeah, I think the line of 18.5 probably is pretty accurate, to be honest.
What do you think of Jimmy Butler? So I love Jimmy Butler under 27.5. He knows, like, he's been timid, man. Even against Boston, there were times where he's under the basket, he doesn't shoot, he passes it up, and then other times he takes over. It's kind of strange. I loved him under tonight. I am expecting him, August, to be super more aggressive offensively. in game two on Sunday. What's your preliminary early thoughts on Jimmy Butler, over under 26 and a half? We'll get your thoughts on the other side, actually. We'll see if August got some French Open picks.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Maybe some under 20. Maybe some baseball. We got it all going on. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Sirius XM Channel 159. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team.
Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Yeah, you know what? When you insult the Canadian center of the national basketball team, you're insulting Dwight Powell. Dallas Mavericks, Dwight Powell. He's the starting center. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're going to get to the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. We're going to talk soccer later. We've got Julio Rosario step up and in. We've been rolling along with the MLS. And we had some great calls last night with some draws. LA Galaxy. People thought I was crazy to take the LA Galaxy. I told people after the LA Galaxy won, I said, man, I took the LA Galaxy tonight. And people were like, man, you're crazy. I don't think they knew. I'm like, they won. They never win, but they won. All right, so speaking of winning, we've got August Young Wins in the house with us. You can follow him on Twitter, at August Young Wins. You can follow him over at find him at Doc Sports as well. So speaking of the UFC, August, I know you love to handicap and bet on mixed martial arts in the UFC. I used to host an MMA show for a long time on the Fight Network, so I've been covering this sport for a long, long time. Don't cover it as exclusively. Like I said, I had like a weekly show and stuff on the Fight Network, but we're going to the card in Vancouver next week, and I'm looking forward to that, but we've got a fight night this week. And let's start off. I don't know what you like on this card, but I'll just start off and let people know about the main event. So we're back at the Apex. They had the week off last week. The UFC's never off, and they were actually off last week, but we're at the Apex this week. And we got Cara France and Albazi. What do you think about the card? Do you like this card from a betting perspective, August?
I do. When it comes to the UFC, man, that's like sort of where we are bread and butter. That's our highest ROI sport, where we have the most success. I see a lot of betting angles on this card, including in the main event with Kai Cara France and Amir Albazi. We can get into that fight if you want.
Yeah, bring it on. What do you like? Listen, it's a pick 'em. It's minus 110 on both sides, so who do you like?
Yeah, so I lean pretty heavy to Albazi. So here's the thing. This is the first fight back for Kai Cara France after his loss to Brandon Moreno, which was for the interim flyweight title. That was almost a year ago. Now, Kai Cara France, he's been impressive in the UFC, no doubt, with his only loss outside of Moreno, actually come against Brandon Royval. I don't know what it is with these Brandons that he seems to lose against, but he's gone up against Albazi here, who has a ton of hype behind him, rightfully so. He's 4-0 in the UFC, had some pretty good wins. I mean, this is a big step up. Now, Albazi's a good striker, but he's an elite grappler, and we've seen it. Kai Cara France doesn't do well when being overly pressured and guys that want to push him to the mat. I think it gets there. This is, you know, the UFC have been very good over the past few years at setting fights up that benefit their overall agenda, and I think that's what they're doing here with Albazi. Everyone's talking about they can't believe this is a pick'em. It's not for a reason, the fact that Kai Cara France isn't a big favorite here. This is a good stylistic fight and matchup for Albazi. I think he's going to shine through, and he's going to be on everyone's radar soon and next in line. That's just how I see this fight going.
Great breakdown. I like where you're going with that as far as the agenda is concerned. And not that when people say agenda, not that it's rigged and fixed, but... And, you know, a good example, we were talking about the Ultimate Fighter TV show, right? You know, it was on the other night with Conor McGregor and Chandler, and they picked the vets and the prospects. And I was just stating, I look forward to betting the fights when it gets to, the, you know, the betting and the live event, et cetera. And I said, because I said, if these prospects were so good, they already would have been signed. They wouldn't be on this TV show. They'd already be in the company. And you just said it. As far as setting up a fighter, like you said, man, this you were talking about a fighter that's 16-1, 4-0 in the UFC. They've already seen what Cara France can do right now. This is, and you nailed it stylistically for Amir, a good fight. And whenever in these pick'em fights, I always tend to like the guy that can lean on the wrestling and the grappling a little bit more. Our boy Matthias is laying it down. Matthias, who are you taking in this fight between Cara France and Amir Albazi?
Oh, I think August hit it on the head. He couldn't have broken it down any better, Gabe. Like he said, ground and pound grappling. I think this, I don't know if he finishes him because Kai's really tough. So I can't see this maybe getting finished in the fourth round and or a decision just based off of Kai's toughness. But I think it'll be lopsided, a 50-45 unless he finishes him. Like August said, he's going to take him down. He's going to pound him out unless he could finish him in the first round, Gabe, you know, which I don't, you know, if he wants, I don't think Albazi would put himself in that type of danger in this fight. I think he'll play this fight a little smart, you know, because he knows that if he wins this fight, it sets him up perfectly going into this next fight and possibly going into a belt fight. So he doesn't want to screw this opportunity up. And if he, you know, if he plays his cards correctly, he could finish Kai in later rounds.
Let's get into Bruce Leroy as we're kicking it with August Young wins. Doc Sports in the house. I am Gabe Morency. So Alex Caceres, a.k.a. Bruce Leroy, I'm seeing like a minus 175 or so. And here's a fighter, you know, that used to fight for fun, right, August? And earlier in his career, you know, he sort of had the antics, and it was fun. And he was always tough as hell, and he was always sort of, you know, against a better fighter, right? He wasn't going to beat the Uriah Fabers of the world, right? And, you know, the Francisco Riveras. But he's, you know, the UFC like him because he's been around, he's entertaining, people know him, he shows up. But he's 34 right now, August, but he's on one of these runs right now that you see fighters get on sometimes. Remember Andre Arlovsky, people left him for dead. Then he won like 7 of 8 fights or whatnot. And here we have a case like this with Bruce Leroy, guy 6-1 in his last 7 fights, August. What do you think of this fight against Pineda?
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. There are these fighters, and Caceres, you know, he's won 6 of his last 7, like you said. Includes some impressive submission finishes in there, too. Knockout in his last bout against Julian Arosa. I still have to do some final tapes on this fight, but my original sort of lean on this is the line probably seems kind of accurate. I think, he's got a decent reach advantage here against Pineda. He's got a decent record in the UFC, but a questionable strength of schedule for Pineda. I would expect him to probably lean on the wrestling, maybe have some success early. But with the scrambling and overall pace from Caceres, I think that could wear on the gas tank as this fight progresses, and I do believe that the right man's favored here. I don't think I'm going to be investing any money in the fight, but I do think the line is somewhat accurate.
Matthias, what do you think about Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres?
I like Leroy, Gabe. You know, I think he wins with significant strikes, unless Pineda could tough him out. He's hittable, and I think in his last fight, he got a killer knockout. You know, the way that Pineda won was awesome. You know, he was on the cutting block almost. You know, the way that he lost to Swanson, he was going to lose to Feely until he kind of got lucky on the way out. And then he came out against Lutz and as a big underdog and wins. You know, I think there's some respect for Pineda right now because, you know, if he wouldn't have won his last fight, I don't think he would be a plus 155. You know, I think it would be even higher. You know, Leroy has been doing great. Like August said, look at his last fight record and in his fight that he lost against Yusuf. Sadiq Yusuf is an excellent fighter with excellent power. And that was a close fight. You know, Leroy was very respectable in that fight. You know, he's close to being on one of the biggest winning streaks of his life. And he was on a big losing streak prior to being 5-1 in his last 6 fights, Gabe. So I think he keeps riding this wave and takes us to a decision and wins by a significant margin with strikes.
August Young kicking with us. There's a Matthias in the booth, Master Control in LA. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it. SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Network. So, Jim Miller. And yeah, for people old school, no, it's not a new Jim Miller. It's Jim Miller. I'm looking here, guys. August, Jim Miller made his UFC debut, UFC 89, Bisping versus Lieben. So in 2008, that's when he made his debut. And I'm seeing here, and he's talked about it, he wants to make it to UFC 300. So I don't know. Considering how many cards they have, August, he might actually get there. But pretty crazy, bro. This is his 53rd fight. You know, I've always kidded about Jim Miller, and I've had him on the show. I called him no neck. I said, dude, I've never seen. I said, how do you get choked? Like, he has no neck. Look at this guy. His head is just on top of his body. It's perfect to be a fighter. He's got no neck. But he had Lyme's disease. He beat that. Except I don't think he's going to beat Gordon here. Gordon should be able to win this fight. What's your take, August, on this one, if you have one?
Yeah, I got a take on this. So, look. Here's the thing. Jim Miller's almost 40 years old, and I understand he's had this recent run of success prior to the loss against Hernandez. But this price to me just seems so disrespectful to Jared Gordon. I mean, he's a younger fighter. You know, he looked pretty good as of late. I think we can all probably agree. I definitely believe so. He was robbed against Paddy Pimblett. And he was looking really good against Bobby Green, actually. I was pretty surprised there before that weird headbutt knockdown, which, you know, eventually led to that no contest. Miller's shown his age at times. I think that was especially true in his last bout. Gordon has decent wrestling too, and I think that he's a better grappler than most realize. I think he'll be fine in the scrambles, should be able to force Miller to work, and I just couldn't look anywhere else but Jared Gordon here. So, and to be honest with you, I think it's a must-win for him if he wants to stay relevant in division against the fighter that's heading out the door sooner rather than later. I like Gordon here.
You know, Matthias knows this. I hate to do it because that was my era. And I used to have these guys on the show all the time. But you know, Matthias, I love betting against the old washed-up fighters.
Guys,
I hate to put it that way, but I love doing it.
I'm sorry to break it to you guys.
You're going Miller submission?
No, I'm about to throw you guys a curveball, and I didn't want to interrupt you guys. But Jared Gordon is actually out with an injury. He will not be fighting in this fight.
Oh, no.
This news just broke very recently, you know, a couple hours ago. Jesse Butler will be jumping into this fight, and right now Jim Miller
is
just
broke my heart.
I know.
I was like, I'm gonna lay minus 190.
Yeah. Wow. I was about to break you guys down. I'm gonna tell you guys
NBA.
To stop.
Yeah, should have jumped in.
Excellent break. I couldn't, Gabe. He was doing such a great job. Excellent breakdown. You know, Gordon though would have won this fight, and I completely agree with everything August has been saying, man. The guy has been spot on today, Gabe. And Gordon would have won this fight probably by submission. He needed to win, but I think this was a pretty favorable matchup for him before this injury against Jim Miller. A big name, but it was a setup fight for Gordon, I think.
All right, let's see now. FanDuel took it down. Yeah, they don't have a number up. FanDuel, they don't have a number up. We do have Tim Elliott here, though. And August, did you see the Tim Elliott story about
most interesting
wife?
Fight on the card, Gabe. This is the most interesting fight on the card by a mile because of that.
Yeah, that's
so much. There's so much drama behind it.
For people tuning in, Tim Elliott fighting for the first time since he came out publicly and said that Gina Mazzani, who was his wife, actually cheated on him with him and had sex with one of his best friends and best man at the wedding, who was a fighter and training partner at that gym in Missouri. And this is his first fight since fighting. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, I imagine he'd want to beat the crap out of somebody, August, right now. Right? Like, if we want to put it in those terms. But what do you think of this fight, August? He's a minus 188 favorite.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny. First of all, that story is so bizarre that he took that to Twitter and he made that so public.
Who tells people that?
And it was
just
so strange.
James Krause, it's the same gym, August. You got James Krause telling people, I make more money betting on this sport than I do ever fighting in it. You got this guy talking about, my best friend banged my wife on my wedding day. Like, guys, like, too much information, man.
Yeah, he was posting pictures of, like, their wedding night and stuff. It was so strange. You know, to be honest with you, sometimes these types of stories can mess with a fighter. I think it's going to be beneficial for a guy like Tim Elliott.
Okay, listen, hang in here, August. We'll get your best bets, so we'll just ask you on the other side. Well, Sarah, what are your UFC best bets this week you want to share with us? Normally, I'd feel bad about not knowing about the Gordon fight, but, you know, like thousands of dollars.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's on an NBA game, right? What do you want from me? This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're going to be at the UFC 289. And remember, we had 50K Dan Ige on the show last week, 2 weeks ago, whatnot. And I told him, I said, yeah, let's hook up. He's like, yeah, yeah. But, like, if he wins, you know, I'll take him out for some drinks. If he, you know, if it doesn't go his way, then I won't bother him after the fight. But looking forward to it. Maybe we'll get August on next week to break down the card. We're looking forward to seeing the Nunes and Aldana fight. And, of course, Dariush and Oliveira. We got Marc-Andre Barrio versus Eric Anders. Going to be a fun card next week. You know, sort of just real fights. They know what Canadian fight fans want. So, best bets, UFC Fight Night, August Young wins on Twitter, Doc Sports. You can find him there as well. August, if you got a fight or two, what catches your eye the most?
Yeah, so I think the one I covered with Albazi, I think Albazi is a pick'em, is the one to go. And let's go to that Tim Elliott fight real quick, too. We obviously talked about the drama, but I do like Tim Elliott. I think certain fighters thrive off that type of news. You said you just want to go out and beat the fuck out of someone. Well, that's Tim Elliott's wheelhouse. You know, he fell into that gatekeeper status for a little while. But he had some elite talent. I mean, you had Davison Figueiredo, Askar Askarov, Brandon Royval. However, since then, new lease of life, motivation. He's managed to pick up 3 wins in his last 4. You know, he had his tough decision win in his last fight against, I think it was Ulanbekov. A lot of hype behind Altamirano, especially after his 2-0 UFC start. But he's aggressive and can fight wild at times. And again, it's just going to fall into Tim Elliott's hands, I think. This should be a fun one. Plenty of fun exchanges. But I like Tim Elliott here.
August Young. August Young wins on Twitter. Good stuff, August. Thank you for joining us, the Late Night Anger Management class. We'll get you caught to date with the updated NBA futures, series prices, talk Stanley Cup, MLS, F1s, French Open, under 20. We're spanning the globe. Bring it.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.